As we open our Bibles to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4. And tonight, we're looking at what I call the wonder-working power. The wonder-working power. Can I hear somebody shouting that loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Say it again loud and clear. The wonder-working power. Acts of Apostles chapter 4, verse 9. Acts chapter 4, verse 9. The lame man by the beautiful gates in the temple had been healed. He was by the beautiful gates, but he had a problem. But one morning, the story of that lame man changed. When the lame man was leaving the home that morning, if somebody said he was going to come back with a testimony, he would have argued. But just in 5 minutes or less, his life changed forever. The 5 minutes miracle that will change your life forever will happen in your life in the name of Jesus. That amen is very weak. And now the apostles were being harassed for the healing of this man. They had to defend the healing. This is a very sad situation. Those who were coming to the temple to pray or to call on God were not happy that somebody who has been lame since they knew him is now walking. That's why the Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. In Acts chapter 4 verse 9, they began to speak. Say, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means is made whole, be it known unto you and unto all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. He now went to one of the most powerful statements in the whole of the Bible. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. No other name. No salvation elsewhere apart from the name of Jesus. And verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they had that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heavens and earth, and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the heathen rage, and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ, for he truth against thy only child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed. Both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the whole of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever their hand and their counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Say, Lord, God, look, they are threatening us. And grant unto the servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy only child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spake the word of God with boldness. The wonder-working power. Miracles, signs, and wonders play a very major role in Scripture, particularly in the early church. The good news is this. The days of miracles, signs, and wonders are not over. For Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still the owner of the wonder-working power. That's what that songwriter said. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the love, there is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. We need that wonder working power in our lives, in our midst today. People need to know the God of signs and wonders and the God of miracles. There is a power that is above all powers. There is a power before whom all other powers bow. There is a power that can go from village to village, from city to city. There is a power which is known as the imperial power. There is a power that can swallow all other powers. There is a power that has no respect for impossibility. There is a power that will wait for the doctor to write all his diagnosis and then cancel it. There is a power that is called the dominion power. There is a power that is called the dismantling power. There is a power that maketh alive. There is a power that maketh rich and maketh poor. There is a power that killeth without hand. There is a power that makes all things to consist. There is a power that changes dry bones. There is a power that speaks creative words to things, and things will begin to create themselves. There is a power that invites living winds to blow onto dry bones. There is a power that destroys stagnancy and eliminates decay. There is a power that provokes angelic violence. There is a power that raises both physically dead and spiritually dead. There is a power that kills diseases in the body. There is a power that speaketh words that is respected even in the grave. There is a power that scares away even death. There is a power that makes a man or a woman to swim in the healing waters. There is a power that arrests coughing spirits no matter how dangerous they are. There is a power that can grab the key from the enemy and put the key back into the hands of the oppressor. There is a power that speaks destruction unto stagnancy and decay. There is a power that will ignite the kind of revival that the enemy will not understand where it's coming from. It is the wonder working power. There is a power that spoke in that day, and Joshua spoke to the sun, and the sun stood still. Joshua said, "Sun, be thou still." Meaning that God can suspend all physical laws because of you. God can change the rules because of you. He said, "Sun, stand still." And the sun stood there for hours until Joshua finished the battle. I'm praying for somebody here who say, "Men can be very loud." That every law that needs to be suspended for you to experience massive breakthrough, that law will be suspended in the name of Jesus. It shall be suspended. 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 In the name of Jesus, let your amen roar like thunder. There is a power that made water to flow out of a rock. There is a power that made oil to come out of flinty stone. Meaning that no matter how hard the situation may be, no matter how difficult the situation may be, God is able to bring out your own breakthrough. No matter how many people are hungry, no matter how many people are broke, God can bring you out of the place and satisfy your needs. No matter how difficult they say the person is, and how hard the situation is, God can move in there and bring out what you need. That is what miracle of water from the rock, honey from the flinty stone represents. I'm praying for somebody here. Every satanic rock that is caging your breakthrough shall be scattered. In the name of Jesus, they shall be scattered. They shall be scattered. They shall be scattered. In the name of Jesus. A woman had lost one fallopian tube. Only one was left. She now got pregnant. By the time she went for a scan, they told her again that the new pregnancy tube is ectopic, is in the fallopian tube. The fallopian tube had to be cut off. They told her a day before a program. I said, "Okay, I will come from the surgery, although I'm having pain, but I want to try and make tomorrow's service. After that service, doctor, I will come." She was at the service, and the wonder working power of the God of science and wonder was there. And there was a word of knowledge that there is a woman here. you have a very bad medical report. But right there where you are, just cancel. And she said, amen. That night after the service, she still went to the doctor. She said, I'm ready now. Okay, before we do the surgery, let's carry out a final scan. So the first person that was doing the scan was saying, what's going on here? What's going on here? Say, madam, why are you here? Said, they say there is a creepy pregnancy, they want to do surgery. Said, no, this is not what is here. From this scan, the two fallopian tubes are there. What's the problem? She said, he abandoned the scan and went and called a more senior person. And that one too took the machine and looked. Said, madam, you are here for surgery? Surgery of what? I said, ectopic pregnancy. Say, the baby is in the womb and all the two fallopian tubes are there. The woman said, but one has been cut off. The left one has been cut off. Said, no, madam, nobody cut it off. He's here. It's not cut off. That is the power of the wonder-working Jesus. I see somebody here this evening. That power shall overshadow your life. It shall overshadow. 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 It shall overshadow your life. Masopokatandarabosanda. It shall overshadow your life. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. We're talking about the wonder working power. It's the same power that parted the Red Sea so that God's people could cross. About 2 weeks ago, there was a publication in a British newspaper that scientists are now beginning to agree that the Bible record of the parting of the Red Sea may be true. They now discover that there are some winds that can actually blow those things and separate it, confirming the Bible record. Although it was a miracle for the Red Sea to part and water to become like walls, but another great miracle was for the insanity in the head of Pharaoh to have entered. You did not know who separated water. You have never seen it before. All of a sudden you see water is separated, it's becoming a wall. Only insanity will make a man to jump in when you don't know what will happen when you jump in. I pray that any witchcraft power assigned to trouble your life shall receive divine insanity. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. In the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. The miracle of the Red Sea is showcasing the God that can make a way for you where there is no way. It's that wonder-working power too that made somebody to throw a light stick on top of river, and the stick went down and iron came up, which is completely against science, because that one that sank, the density is high, it's on the ground. The stick threw up the iron and substituted, meaning that God can make a substitution that will move your life forward. It can remove any heavy weight, anybody, if that is what you need to move your life forward. There was a word of knowledge one day somewhere, and I said, brother here, if you will make a sacrificial offering, the Lord will give you an uncommon promotion. The brother thought, sacrificial offering, sacrificial offering, sacrificial offering. Okay, all the savings he had was about 40 million. He came and wrote a check of 40 million and gave it to the man of God. He said, I know you have a program to run. The program is very expensive. Use this to run it. And that was enough to run the whole program. The program finished on a Sunday, by Monday, when it will arrive at the place of work. The union people, they were carrying placard that the MD must go, the assistant must go, the secretary must go. They were asking 4 people to go. It was a big uproar. The uproar was so terrible that the white man director of the company was flown to Nigeria. Now had a meeting with the staff. He said, okay, you say the man must go. What did he do? They brought out papers. This one is the chief. This one is the chief. That one is this. That one is that. And I said, okay, if you say this, people should go. Who will now be your MD? They pointed to the Christian brother. Said, put this one. This one will not steal. Put this one there. And it's a child of God. He's born again.
That was how that brother became the managing director of a multinational company within a week. A position that would have taken about 15 years to get to. He got there in a week. His wood had substituted his iron. I'm praying for somebody else. Whatsoever needs to be moved away for you to occupy your divine position shall be moved away by fire. In the name of Jesus. That amen is not loud enough. In many cases in scripture, the dead were raised to life. The son of the widow of Zarephath was raised to life by Elijah. Elisha raised up the Shunammite woman's son. The wonder working power. The three evil children in the fiery furnace. God was the fourth man in the fire, and they were delivered. God showing that the wonder working power of God can deliver from any trouble. That widow that was broke and that had nothing to feed the children upon, and the debtors were looking for her. There was oil drought. God is a God of providence. As you read through your scripture, you will see the wonder working power of God over and over and over again working. Jesus changed water into wine, a wonder working power. Jesus walked on the water, a wonder working power. Jesus took money from the mouth of a fish, the wonder working power. Jesus took a few loaves and converted it to feed 5,000 people. The wonder working power of God. Jesus commanded the storm to cease. The wonder working power. Jesus got to the tomb of Lazarus after praying quietly to his father. He now turned against the spirit of death and hell. And said, Lazarus, come forth. And the man came forth. The wonder working power of God. I want you also here tonight to call upon that wonder working power when the time comes. With that wonder working power, nothing is something. With that wonder working power, if what you desire is not available, God creates it. With that wonder working power, somebody who is a complete nonentity just becomes somebody. With that wonder working power, that power will advertise God when everybody has given up. That wonder working power is the surgeon that does not need to touch the patient for surgery to take place. It is that wonder working power that can convert empty to overflowing when all doors of solution are closed. It is that wonder working power that can move in and force the door to open. I'm praying for somebody here. All the good doors the enemy has closed against you shall be forced open. Shall be forced open. Shall be forced open. It shall be forced open. In the name of Jesus. It is that wonder working power that converts liability to asset. It is that wonder working power that converts failure to success. It is that wonder working power that converts rejection to acceptance. It is that wonder working power that converts lamentation to laughter. It converts all trials to testimonies. The God of that wonder working power shall start a battle for your sake tonight that will move your life forward. In the name of Jesus. Why do we need to call upon the wonder working power here tonight? It's because plenty of Pharaoh are troubling our destiny. Why do we need to call upon that wonder working power? We need to so that evil kings will not reign over us. Why do we need to call upon the wonder working power of God tonight? We need to because plenty of Goliath had risen against the children of God, and all the Goliath need to be disgraced. Why do we need to call upon the wonder working power of God? In many places, believers have been harassed and punished. Long standing yokes are boasting against the Christians. The cries of family idols are dragging some people to despair and failure. We need to call on the wonder working power of God so that we can demonstrate to the world that the God of Elijah is still on duty. There is somebody here tonight who needs to call upon that wonder working power of God so that the reign of your mockers can be terminated. We need to call upon that power here tonight to come on and do great wonders in our midst. This is why we are gathered. It is unfortunate that many believers have lost faith. Some pray, but the prayer is at the lip. Some Christians even feel that God has gone on holidays. We have not taken enough action to make heaven suspend all activities and attend to us. The power of God is available, but we are not bringing it down to mediate in our situations. Listen to these points, beloved. These hard facts before you start praying tonight. The scope of your vision will be determined by who you believe God is. That scope of your vision. If you are sitting down here now, and there are certain positions, certain levels, that if somebody says, excuse me, do you know you are going to this particular level? And he said, you are prophesying. Say, is in this world or the next one? The scope of your vision will be determined by who you believe God is. I want you to know this very, very well, and to understand this very, very well. Two, every time God presents an opportunity, anytime God presents a significant opportunity, that opportunity is usually enveloped in a crisis, or it is connected to danger, and it comes at a great cost. So all those problems you are seeing, as far as heaven is concerned, they are raw materials for miracles. Point number three. If you don't believe God for the impossible, then you are a slumbering Christian. You don't believe God for the impossible. That what they say is not possible, God just makes it possible. Then you are a slumbering Christian. Number four. If the vision you have for your life is not intimidating to you, then you are an insult to God. The vision for your life, the way you are seeing what you will become, does not intimidate you. Your life is an insult to heaven. If you keep saying yourself, no, 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 we need to wake up and do something quick. It's unfortunate. Many believers are not doing what they're supposed to do. Many are not keen to the power of God. It's very sad. Plenty of the houses that we are living in, that many are even not be able, they are not able to pay rent. The owners of the most of those houses cannot even read or write. Many of them cannot read, they cannot write. And he has 6 houses, 7 houses, but those who have gone to school, they don't even know how to bring down the power of God to work for them. So if you want to see what God can do, you want to see what God can do, then mad faith is not optional. Mad faith is not optional. I'm praying for somebody here that the kind of faith that will move your destiny forward will overshadow your life in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen be loud and clear. This is where we are so, so different from our ancient fathers in the faith. So, so different. So different from us. Kind of faith exercise is just above us and above us. I was sharing with the people at the Global Prophetic Congress. When the Pentecostal church through the great apostle Babaola moved to Ilefe, they went to the king to give them a land. We're getting ready to pray now. They went to the king to ask for a land. That king did not want them to give them, don't want to give them land. He just pointed them out. He pointed the forbidden forest out to them. This forest, nobody goes there. They throw pregnant women who die with their pregnancy there for burial. They throw familiar spirit children who just die suddenly there. It was a terrible forest. But as terrible as this place was, there was a single man who lived in that forest. They call him Yellow Man. Yellow Man. Yellow Man lives there alone. He comes out every morning looking fresh. Yellow Man does not eat any meat apart from dog meat. He has become a principality in that place. fellow man was not growing old, he was not growing young, was just as he was. Nobody goes to his forest and comes out alive. It was there. Kabiesi gave to them. The king gave it to them. The believers thanked the king very much and they went to the forest. They started praying. As they started praying, they began to cut the grass. As they were cutting the grasses, they were hearing legs of people running away. Plenty of people were running, but they were even colliding on each other. But they could not see them, but they could hear the footsteps. Just continue cutting the thing. Lagos people, you go to a bush and you hear somebody running away and you didn't see the person. I'm sure the next thing is that you will report in press for deliverance. But they were not like that. The day somebody shouted over there, Mwameje! People scattered in that place because they were afraid. Some didn't come to church for 1 week. Some permanently changed their seat from that place to somewhere else. Fear of the modern day man. These men were cutting the grass. Then yellow man came out and said, excuse me, you want to die? Don't you know this place? They said, we know. Ah, you are cutting the grass of my land? They said, actually, it's not your land, because the Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. He pointed at them. None of you will wake up tomorrow. Those believers, he pointed at them. He said, who gave you this land? They said, it's the king. He said, okay, I go to the king. And yellow man went to the king. Say, king, you gave people my land? The king said, no, I didn't give it to them. Go and deal with them. The king denied when he saw the yellow man. The yellow man went to the land. The believers continued. By the next morning, when believers came to continue their work, yellow man was dead. The wonder walking power. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. We are not here to joke tonight. And it will be a tragedy if you came here tonight and you go away with a plastic experience. It will be a tragedy indeed. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now, so that you can benefit from the power of the wonder working Jesus. Just raise up your right hand where you are and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. All eyes closed. It says, but there is no salvation in any other. But there is no other name given on earth by which you might be saved. Under the heavens by which you might be saved. No other name. And when you call upon that name, things begin to happen. What I want you to do now is this. We are going to pray the first prayer now. But you are going to call on Jesus 7 hot times. You said, Jesus, Jesus, 7 hot times. By your wonder working power manifest in my life. You call him 7 hot times. Something is already happening here, because we're here for serious business. The louder you call your own Jesus, the better. Remember blind Bartimaeus, who said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. They silenced him, but he continued. Don't be silent here tonight. Things have to happen in your life before you leave this place. Are you ready now? Go! Masopotala kayaba. Rio polikatanda yaboshanda. Nakata yaboshanda. By your wonder working power, manifest in my life. Makateste chende ke yaboshanda. Ribosopende ke yaboko shente raba. Bakatanda santa. Bapia ribo le katanda yaboshanda. Yes. Aha, aha, aha. Jesus. Jesus. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. Tonight is tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Yes. That's right. That's right. Makapota Senteriada. Yes. Someone is there with an incurable disease. That disease has been shaken out of your body now. I have a word for somebody here. The Lord said before Sunday, you are going to have 5 testimonies. Thank you, Jesus. Every pain in the leg, the pain in the backbone, the pain in the eyes, right now, the arrows are going back to the senders. The healing power of God is moving from person to person. Aha. Now lay your hands. If you have any infirmity on your body, this is the time to lay your hands upon it. I'm going to count 7. After the count of that 7, a volcanic eruption of the power of God fall upon any infirmity here, and the infirmity will have to find its way out. The one in the eyes, the one in the chest, the one underneath the armpit, the one in the womb, at the count of 7, the volcanic eruption of the power of God and the thunder wonder working power will come upon you where you are. When it comes upon you, you may not be able to stand on your feet, but don't worry. On the floor where you had the divine surgery will continue. Makatenda ya boshende rabasanda. Ribosepida katenda rabasanda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. That's the wind of the fire. It's blowing upon you to remove the plantation of infirmity. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. That's the wind of the Holy Ghost. Aha. The arrows of infirmity, they are going out. 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 In the name of Jesus. Aha. Aha. That which you have eaten or swallowed, that the enemy has been using against your destiny, fire is burning your stomach and it's coming out. Out! Out! Aha! That's right. That's right. That's right. Every plantation of darkness in the womb melts away. In the name of Jesus. You will shout the name of Jesus 7 times again. You will now say, by your wonder working power, let my story change. Open your mouth and pray. That's right. Up! Yes! The Kateli Katenda Yaboshanta. Louder, louder, louder. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I give you 1 minute to check your body now. The Lord has done some outstanding things here. Check it very well. If you can't breathe, begin to breathe well. If you can't use any organ in your body, begin to use it. If you have any swelling in your body, check it up. Something is happening over there. Yes, turn that neck, that neck. You find that the pain in the neck has disappeared. Thank you, Jesus. Check your body very well. And once you can confirm that the healing power of God has flowed into your life, run quickly to the altar. Don't allow the enemy to put the problem back. Check it very, very well. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. If you have not checked very well, they will send you back to your seat. Masanda kaya boshendera bokopola basa. Yes, Jesus. With a loud voice again, this particular prayer will cause chaos in the camp of the enemy. You will call Jesus again. Say, by your wonder-working power, pursue my pursuers. You will call his name several hot times. Something is happening at the back of that place. A whole personality is coming out of the sister over there. Yes, release her, release her. Open your mouth and pray now. By your wonder working power, pursue my pursuers. Pursue them. Pursue them. Pursue them. Pursue them. Masente kaya bo shente raba. Aha. Jesus, receive your healing now. That healing power of God is flowing into your body, soul, and spirit. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha! In Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence now. Let there be silence now. That wonder working power is flowing into the blood of somebody. And as it's flowing inside your blood, the yoke of the agent of darkness upon your life is broken completely. There is someone here right now, you are struggling, but within the next 10 days your struggle will have come to an end. Thank you, Jesus. Bosente kaya bosente raba. Ribosepela kaya boko shente raba santa yaba. Manna kantenda rabo sento. There is someone over there. You have been told to live with this infirmity forever. But check your body now. That arrow of the spirit of death has gone back to the sender. That's right. Aha. Within the next 5 minutes, there are people here. The enemy has suffocated their businesses and stolen their careers. But a transaction has started now. We shall conclude within the next 5 minutes. And your testimony shall be great. Aha. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Silence, beloved. Silence, beloved. You, that person over there, receive divine surgery. Your breast, your womb, 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 your breast, your womb.
Aha. Yes. Every opportunity that you have lost, you are regaining them now. Regain them now. In the name of Jesus. With a louder voice than before, you will call on the name of Jesus again. And you will say, by your wonder working power, let my Goliath die. Open your mouth and call on his name. His wonder working power. Rea palika sata. Pompanda popalaka. Silence again. Yes. Aha. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. The powers that have been sitting on your marriage have been unseated now. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Father, let all the testimonies tonight be permanent. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. Now with a louder voice than before. Louder than the voice that with which you have been praying. You will pray one of the most powerful prayers in the Bible. You call on Jesus sevenfold again. And you say, by your wonder-working power, let my enemies scatter. Open your mouth and call on his name. Wonder working power. Rea palika sata. Pompanda popalaka. Jesus' name we pray.